The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. You're listening to NCRS, and this is Connect to Success. We are going to have a great time today because this is Christmas time. And for the next half hour, we'll be reading stories of inspiration and education, all in an effort to connect you to your own success. I'm your hometown friend, Shadate Hargett Hill, and we're going to get started with some wonderful, wonderful inspiration. Inspiration coming from visualblind.org. This is the season of love, hope, and happiness. It's the reason for the season, if you believe Jesus Christ was born. I want to get started with some great inspiration to let you know how wonderful you are as a human being and how amazing so many other blind and print impaired people are in this world that are doing great things. Inspiration from blind and visually impaired individuals comes from their incredible achievements in overcoming challenges, proving vision loss doesn't limit potential in areas like music, Ray Charles, Diane Shore, activism like Helen Keller, Harriet Tubman, technology like Chieko Asakawa, athletes like Gia Pergolini and Eric Weinmayer, and art highlighting determination, unique perspectives, and adaptive innovation to create impacting lives and changing perceptions about disability, often by turning perceived limitations into strengths. Very much so. Talking about a historical and activist figures, again, we always talk about this one because this is like the queen of what we know about deaf and blind people. Helen Keller, the first deaf blind person to earn a bachelor's degree, a world-renowned author and disability rights activist. Harriet Tubman, visually impaired due to a head injury, she became a legendary conductor on the Underground Railroad, guiding hundreds to freedom. Artists and entertainment, Ray Charles, a musical genius who broke barriers with soulful music, proving blindness didn't hinder his creative vision. Diane Shore, a Grammy-winning jazz pianist, and vocalist who overcame blindness to become a celebrated performer. Keith Salmon, a painter who used his experience with diabetic retinopathy to create vibrant abstract landscapes embracing color and texture. Technology and accessibility. Chieko Asakawa, a leader in accessibility technology at IBM, creating tools that the homepage reader for the blind could use. Sports and adventure. Eric Weinmayer, the first blind person to summit Mount Everest and complete the seven summits, inspiring with his adventurous spirit. Gia Pergolini, a Paralympics golden medalist swimmer with Stargardt disease, excelling in the pool. Modern voices and creators, Tommy Edison, a YouTuber known as the Blind Film Critic, sharing his perspective and educating others. Lucy Edwards, a YouTuber and presenter, raising awareness about visual impairment and disability. Key themes of inspiration, reframing disability, choosing to see blindness as an asset or unique perspective, not just a deficit. No way a deficit, not at all in any way. We say disability because we're dissing the idea that you don't have ability to do whatever you want to do. How about unwavering determination, persisting in creative and physical pursuits despite all barriers. Advocacy, using their platform to improve life like others with disabilities. Innovation, developing new ways to navigate the world and create art. These are what these people have been able to do in the past, in the present, And of course, the future. Who knows the endless amount of people that are blind and print impaired that are going to change the world? How about that? That's amazing. Since we're continually talking about amazing people, we're going to talk about five visionaries who changed history and were visually impaired. As we celebrate this Braille that people use, we're reminded of the significance of Braille as not only a form of communication, but also a historic achievement in human rights for the blind and visually impaired. And in celebrating this landmark, it's important to recognize those in history who helped us get there, the great minds, leaders, and doers who forever changed the world and raised awareness despite being visually impaired. Louis Braille, 1809 to 1852, a French educator and innovator, Braille was best known for inventing the system of reading and writing, now known worldwide as Braille. As a young boy, he was blinded in an accident at his father's wood shop. This later became the catalyst that drove him to create a system of communication still used today that improved and forever changed the quality of life for the blind and visually impaired. Claude Monet, 1840 through 1926. This will let you know how powerful we have people in our world, in our atmosphere, in our universe that do great things. The will to create visual beauty in spite of having a visual disability was perhaps best embraced by Claude Monet, the founder of the French Impressionist art movement and contributor to an artist renaissance in Paris. He was a prolific painter who gained worldwide notoriety in the early 20th century. As the vision loss progressed in his life, Monet continued to paint, producing some of his most acclaimed works, including the La Bassine a Niafis, and I'm not saying that correct, so look it up, and the famous mural seen on the Musée des Beaux-Arts in Paris. Ray Charles, 1930 to 2004, creating some of the greatest musical contributions in modern terms. And times. Ray Charles lent his voice and creative vision to breaking down barriers of all kinds through music. His soulful sound and prolific body of work brought people of all walks of life together. Equally inspiring is the fact that he refused to let blindness limit him. Instead, he overcame his disability and in doing so inspired the world. Again, we talked about Helen Keller from 1880 to 1968, an iconic class of social awareness and human rights for those with disabilities. She was an American author, activist, and lecturer who was also blind and deaf. After receiving an early education in both specialized and mainstream curriculum, Keller attended Harvard University, Radcliffe College, where she became the first deaf and blind person in history to graduate college. Shortly after that, she worked for the American Foundation for the Blind from 1924 to 1968 is her date, where she toured the world advocating for those with vision loss. Helen Keller, the baddest woman I think I've ever read about. Harriet Tubman, again, 1820 to 1913, a beacon of courage and freedom. Harriet Tubman was an abolitionist. Excuse me today, you guys, an abolitionist, humanitarian, and union spy during the Civil War. Celebrated for leading hundreds of African-American slaves to freedom via the Underground Railroad, she was the first woman to lead an armed expedition in the Civil War, which liberated more than 700. Born into slavery in Maryland, Tubman sustained a head injury early in life that left her visually impaired, but she never let it stop her from leading the way forward. How amazing. That a girl. And all of that great information came from IBV.org. So check them out. And as we look at vision.org, we see some more great, amazing people, especially women. I love it because I'm a woman. talking about some amazing things, doing some great stuff. Laura Bridgman. Laura Bridgman is considered the first deafblind woman to gain an education in English, even before Helen Keller. A great big piece of information that I had not known, and you probably didn't know. She went to school at the Perkins School for the Blind, learning Braille, math, writing, philosophy, and more. She even was written about by Charles Dickens. How cool is that? Very cool. Tilly Aston. Tilly Aston is an international leader in blindness education and disability. Aston was the first blind teacher in Australia focusing on Braille. She created the Victorian Braille Library in 1913. She became the first head of school for the Victoria School for the Blind. Aston was a huge advocate for the blind, including advocacy for the right to vote, free public transportation for the blind, and government persons for the legally blind. Marla Ruyan, a more contemporary woman in history, but one we had to feature. Of course, talk about Ruyan, is a legally blind track and field road runner and marathon athlete. Ruyan has won numerous medals in her track and field endeavors, from multiple gold medals in the Paralympics to finishing as the top American in the New York City Marathon in 2002. Ruyan is the only visually impaired athlete to compete in the Paralympics and the Olympics. And let's go back a little further in time about early century teaching and students with visually impairments. Homer, 12th to 8th centuries. Homer is traditionally credited with composing the epic poems, the Iliad and the Odyssey. Though his existence and identity are debated, he was widely believed to have been blind. Didymus the Blind, 313 to 398 AD, a theologian and head of the Catechetical School of Alexandria. Blind since early childhood, he was known for his deep scholarship and innovative teaching methods, including adapting writing tools for his use. Francesco Landini, 1325 to 1397, an Italian composer, organist, singer, poet, and instrument maker. Landini was among the most renowned composers of the 14th century. He was crowned with laurel by the King of Cyprus in Venice. Landini was blind from childhood. Arnold Schlick, 15th century, a blind German organist and composer of the Renaissance. Schlick is best known for his treatise Spiegel de Orgelmacher, Ud Organista. Spell that for you. SPIEGELDERORGELMACHERUNDORGANISTEN. Amazing Renaissance work. The first German language manual on organ building and playing. Galileo, February 1564 to January 1642. Galileo, pioneer. I said Galileo because it's pronounced both ways. If you've heard it both ways, Galileo, last name. A pioneer Italian astronomer, physician, and mathematician, Galileo made groundbreaking observations with his improved telescope. He lost his vision completely in his late 60s due to illness. John Milton, December 9th, 1608 to November 8th, 1674. An English poet and civil servant best known for his epic Paradise Lost. Milton became blind in 1651 at the age of 43 and continued to write using dictation. Nicholas Saunders, 1682 to 1739, blinded by smallpox and infancy, Saunderson became a professor of mathematics at Cambridge University. He was supported by none other than Isaac Newton. Leonhard Euler, April 15, 1707, to September 18, 1783, one of history's greatest mathematicians. Euler contributed extensively to calculus, graph theory, mechanics, optics, and astronomy. He lost sight in one eye due to illness and eventually became totally blind, but continued working through dictation. John Stanley, January 17, 1712 through May 18, 1786, an English composer and organist who was blind from a young age. A friend of Handel, Stanley succeeded him in conducting oratory concerts and supporting charitable causes like the Foundling House Hospital. Horatio Nelson, September 29, 1758 to October 21, 1805, a British admiral and Navy hero of the Napoleonic Wars. Nelson lost sight in one eye early in his career and famously used it to his advantage by turning a blind eye, get it, blind eye, to orders and during battle. William Prescott, February 20, 1726 to 1795, an American colonial during the Revolutionary War who led forces at the Battle of Bunker Hill. He reportedly gave the command, "Don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes." Prescott suffered from visual impairments later in life. Francois Huber, 1750 to 1831, a Swiss naturalist who, despite becoming blind in early adulthood, made foundational discoveries about honeybee behavior with the help of assistants and detailed observation techniques. Maria von Perdis, 1759 to 1824, an Austrian composer and pianist who lost her sight as a child. She toured extensively and was rumored to have inspired Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 18 in B flat major, possibly written for her. Wow. Joseph Plateau, October 14, 1801. September 15, 1883, a Belgian physicist who invented the phenakiscoscope, an early scroboscope device that created the illusion of motion. This work laid the foundation for the development of cinema. Plato became blind later in life after performing an experiment that involved staring at the sun. Thomas Rose Armitage, 1824 to 1890, a British physician who lost his sight and went on to found the Royal National Institute of the Blind. Armitage advocated for standardized emboss type for blind readers and worked to increase access to education and literature for people with visual impairments. Joseph Pulitzer, April 10, 1847 to October 29, 1911, a Hungarian-American journalist and publisher who became blind at the age of 42. Despite this, he continued to influence journalism and later endowed the prestigious Pulitzer Prizes. Amazing people, you guys, amazing people. Frederick Delius, January 29, 1862, June 10, 1934, an English composer whose later works were dictated to his friend Eric Finby after he became blind and paralyzed due to syphilis. His music is noted for its lyrical and atmospheric qualities. Joanna Ann Masefield, Sullivan Macy, April 14, 1866 to October 20, 1936. Known as Ann Sullivan, she was a lifelong teacher and companion of Helen Keller. Partially blind herself due to trachoma, Sullivan studied at the Perkins School for the Blind and became a devoted educator. Thomas Gore, December 10, 1870 to March 16, 1949, one of the first two U.S. senators from Oklahoma, Gore lost his vision in childhood due to two separate accidents. Despite his blindness, he served multiple terms in the Senate and was an influential member of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, you got it. January 30th, 1882, April 12th, 1945. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the 32nd President of the United States. Roosevelt led the country through the Great Depression and World War II. While best known for his paralysis due to polio, some sources suggest he was also experienced visual impairment later in life. Dr. Jacob Ballantyne, 1888 to 1924, the first congenitally blind person to become a licensed physician. Dr. Ballantyne specialized in diseases of the heart and lungs and was an outspoken advocate for full inclusion of blind individuals in all areas of life. The National Federation of the Blind presents the Dr. Jacob Ballantyne Award annually in his honor. Ralph Teeter, August 17, 1890, February 15, 1982, was an American inventor and mechanical engineer who lost his sight at age 5 due to an accident. He is best known for inventing cruise control, originally called the speedostat in the 1940s and patented in 1950. Can you imagine? How amazing is that? He invented cruise control for people with cars. Amazing. James Thurber, December 8, 1895, November 2, 1961, an American author, cartoonist, and humorist, best known for his work with The New Yorker. He lost most of his vision after a childhood accident involving an arrow, which influenced his unique, often surreal, illustrative style and storytelling. Alec Templeton, 1909-1963, Welsh-born blind pianist and satirist, became a U.S. citizen, performed on popular radio programs, and memorized scripts by having them read aloud multiple times. Sidney Bradford, 1906-1960, lost vision as a baby, regained it at 52 via corneal transplant, studied for insights into visual perception, but struggled post-surgery and died by suicide 2 years later. Doc Watson, 1923-2012, American guitarist and folk musician, lost vision before age 1 due to an eye infection, attended a school for the blind here in the state of North Carolina, and became a major influence in bluegrass and folk. Jacques Luzerian, 1924-1971, French resistance fighter and writer who went blind at age 8, founded a youth resistance group during World War II and later wrote about his experiences. Bernard Morin, 1931, blind French mathematician specialized in topology, known for visualizing complex geometric concepts, including the sphere inversion and the Morian surface. Rashawn Roland Kirk, 1936-1977, blind jazz musician famous for playing multiple wind instruments at once, known for politically charged performances and musical innovation. Jose Feliciano, 1945, a Puerto Rican American singer and guitarist who was born blind due to congenital glaucoma. Feliciano is known for his light hits Feliz Navidad and his rendition of Light My Fire. He broke barriers for Latin artists in the American music industry and remains a symbol of international music excellence. Sue Townsend, 1946-2014, British author of the Adrian Mole series, registered blind in 2001 due to diabetes and incorporated her experiences into her writing. Peter White, born in 1947, British radio journalist, blind from birth, BBC Disability Affairs correspondent and advocate for accessibility in media. Tom Sullivan, 1947, blind singer, actor, author, and motivational speaker, performed on national television and co-authored books about blindness and parenting. Judy Heumann, 1947 to 2023, American disability rights advocate who had polio as a child, influential in shaping disability policy, and co-founded national international advocacy groups. Stevie Wonder, 1950, American music legend, signed with Motown at age 12, blind to retinopathy of being a preemie, influenced multiple generations of artists from country, soul, R&B, jazz, all of the above, the great Stevie Wonder. And all of those great people were brought to you just so you can remember and remind yourself when you don't think you can do something. Think about all these amazing people who are blind, who were blind, who are blind and print impaired, who have done amazing, amazing things that people with no disability have done. So think about those people during this holiday season and the new year, and remember that you are blessed and you have so much to give to the society, to this world, and you tap into that success and make it your own this Christmas season, okay? And also, when we're talking about Christmas, remember that you have people in your life that may be blind or print impaired. Focus on engaging their senses, their touch, their smell, their sound, through tactical gifts like Braille cards, texture decorations, and puzzles, alongside accessible tech, smart speakers, talking devices, and experiencing different things with music and storytelling, ensuring inclusion in traditions like decorating and giving gifts with items like Braille tags and accessible games. It's all about creating sensory gifts, inclusive celebrations, not just about physical sight. Remember that. Gifts and activities, warm blankets, scented candles, 3D puzzles, textile texture Christmas cards with raised dots, Braille cards, texts and gadgets such as smart speakers like Alexa, Google, talking clocks, scales, accessible air fryers, experiences and subscriptions, Audible music subscriptions, theater tickets, sensory-focused gifts, games and books, Braille books, tactile boards, games, checkers, accessible puzzles, talking books, practical items like Braille labels for organizing, accessible kitchen tools, color identifiers for clothes. Holiday traditions and inclusions for everybody is so very important. So remember that this time of year. Connect to your own success this holiday season, believing and knowing that you are valuable this holiday season, and the gift of love and togetherness is all that we all need. Well, my time has ended for this edition of Connect to Success. I hope everything that I gave you today will help you connect to yourself and have you a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. You're listening to NCRS. This is Connect to Success. I'm your hometown friend, Shadate Hargett Hill. Have a great one. See you next time on the radio.